Yellers! Halt!
About a week ago and one day apart, two men were laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery, the first two officers of the United States Capitol Police to be killed in the line of duty. Before they were buried, 50-year-old Jacob Chestnut and 42-year-old Michael Gibson lay in state, their flag-draped coffins underneath the dome in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., just yards from where they died in a shootout with an apparently deranged gunman. We decided to join the thousands of visitors who have been descending on the Capitol to pay tribute to Officer Chestnut and Detective Gibson.
Well, we came here to pay our respects to our heroes, and this is a national tragedy, and we feel that we are also victims, and this has been a source of pride and for all immigrants, and I'm an immigrant, and this is where decisions were made to allow immigrants to come several hundred years ago, and I think we owe to America to come and pray and to give our respects to these people.
We feel that they died and gave their life, to protect those other people that come to visit as well as people that live here. So it's kind of like an honor of them.
With the memory of that deadly gun battle inside the Capitol building still fresh, we asked Louise Kersey of West Babylon, New York, if she feared for her safety as she walked the halls where blood was shed so recently.
No, actually, we feel more safe because we feel there's probably extra security here since this happened.
And especially
so
the president.
We didn't change
today.
Our plans. We did not change our plans at all about coming to Washington or coming to visit the Capitol. We feel that we're perfectly safe.
Well, we decided it was a sad event, and children were here anyway, so we wanted to show them what history is being made here today about the attack on the Capitol. And it's a unique experience, and we just want to show our support for the slain officers, families, and everything. I think it's a combination of reasons.
The common feeling among all was that these two Capitol Police officers were heroes who gave their lives for their country. The visitors who mourned them came from as nearby as Maryland and as far away as California and Europe.
Oh, we are just tourists from Holland, and we heard on Friday when we arrived in America what was happening with the cops, and it's terrible. It makes a huge sight to see, and it's tragedy all over.
For sure, times have changed. No question about that. I've never imagined that anything like that could happen. I don't know. Maybe it's the way the country is now. There's violence everywhere. People seem to have lost a great deal of respect for a lot of different things, and we noticed the place is a little more dirty than since the last time we were here. I suppose it's the mood of the country that things are changing.
Or maybe, just maybe, the sacrifices of Capitol Police officers Jacob Chestnut and Michael Gibson will hallow the halls of Congress, and by touching the hearts and minds of all who visit the Capitol, the gift of these two men may, in whatever measure, serve to ennoble us all and help elevate the mood of America.